Okay, so today is Daf Pei Dalet. We are on, I guess, Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Yeah, is that where we are? Where are we up to? Last line?
Yeah,
where? I know, we're in the middle of the story, but where did we stop?
The bottom line.
The bottom line? Of Afra Yishmael? Okay. So, but I forgot. I think I remember things. I just write it. So now Gemara's going to tell the story. We were talking the story about Rabbi Elazar. And, about how he was, like the charge of the, giving over the people to the Ganavim. So Af Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, Mataki hai Maisel Yada. A similar case came before him where the king appointed him, not as a king, the governor appointed him to be the guy to catch the robbers, and some of those robbers also might have been Jews, so you're a bit of a moser. So Pagabe Eliyon. Eliyon meets him, the Amrle, and says to him, Amasai ata moser amosel elokim lahariga. Until when are you going to give over the nation of God to be killed by the Romans? So Amrle, so Rabbi Shmuel answers, Ma'avi, what am I supposed to do? Hermana de Malkahu. It's a job I was appointed to by the king. The king appointed me to do what I'm supposed to do. So Amrle, so Eliyahu says to him, Avuch Arak la'Asya, your father, I guess when he had to run away, he ran away to Asya, At Arok l'Lutkiya. You should run away. Run away from the king, and this way you won't come over to be Moser B'nai Yisrael to the authorities. Okay, so now Gemara says, Ki havu makle Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Bahadeh Hadadi. When Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who was the previous story, would meet and they would stand like face to face, their bellies were so big that have oil bekari the tori beinayu, that a herd of tzon of bakar can cross underneath. Their bellies were so big they would make a bridge. And there would be enough room between them that they would be, that animals would be able to walk underneath. V'lo hava nagul b'hu. And the shvarim would not even touch their bellies because they were so, I guess they were so fat.
That's not literal.
I'm assuming it's not literal, but I just still have to understand what the Gemara is trying to say there.
Assuming all the bad guys.
Right. So they weren't, who says they were chasing them? They would have they would find out and then they would have their catchers go get them. Okay. Amra luhu ahi macho nisa. So this matron, and in the times of Rome, these women wielded a lot of power. You'll see a lot of times the Gemara talking about the Chachamim dealing with the matronisa. They used to go to them to beg for them for some sort of favors. Amar lo ayu matronisa b'neichem, he says to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, your children, einam shelchem. It cannot be yours. It's impossible your children are yours, because you claim that you're children, but you're so big, there's no way you were able to copulate with your wife. So Amrullah, so they said to them, Amru Shalahen, Gadomi Shalanu. They said, what are you talking about? Our wives' bellies are bigger than our bellies. So she said, Kosher came. Well then Kosher came that you weren't able to have Bia. So Ika da Amri, so some say that they answered, there are two ways they potentially answered. Ika da Amri, Hachi Amri Amrulu, they said to her, Ki cha ish givuroso, that as large as the man is, that's as large as his aver. So therefore, it would be a problem because they would be, long enough and they wouldn't have an issue. The Ika da Amri, and some say, Hachi Amrule, Ahava docheches as abasar, that the love pushes away the meat. And therefore, they would be able to have relations with their wives and it wouldn't be a problem. I didn't see anything actually. I looked. I don't know what this means.
This was just a side point. Wouldn't you think nowadays people talk about taking care of your body? It wasn't an issue back then?
They didn't know. Who says they knew? In the Renaissance period, the fat was a fat lady. Look, all those pictures that you're not allowed to go to see in the museums, they're all heavy. I don't know if they're so heavy that they have oxen run underneath their bellies, but that was the sign of beauty. Right. The lama luhu la dure la. Why should they even have answered her? Why should they have honored her, dignified her statement with an answer? And the answer could be because she was a matronusa, and you better deal with them because they wield a lot of power. Malamale la jure law. So the Hakseiv doesn't say v'al ta'in kasiok ivlaso. Like, do not respond to a fool when they're speaking of hekes foolishness. So they shouldn't have answered. So shalo lahotzi laz abneim. No, they wanted to protect. They want to put the good name of their children. They say that they make sure their children are not, that everyone knows the children are not Mamzer. I guess they're starting rumors. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Ivarei the Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, ki chemas batishin kavin, the Eva Ray, which I'm not sure, how did he translate? He says his Aver. That's what he says is Eva Ray. So this is why Gershbaum was excited. Eva Ray, right? He texted me yesterday. Eva Ray, the Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, ki chemas batishin kavin, it was like nine, I guess it was, we were able to hold nine kavin. And Amar Rav Papa, Ivarei de Rav Yochanan, Kichemas Baschech, Chamisha Kavin, La'amalei Bashlosha Kavin, de Rav Papa Gufei, and the Rav Papa himself, Kidikori de Harpene. How's he tied shit? Kidikori de Harpene. He was like the biggest of basket.
Harpene,
held six Kav. So that's it. Okay? So I don't know. So do you?
Why did Rashi include this in the Gemara?
What? So I don't know. It must mean something that's deeper than I, and therefore I have no comment. I don't know.
How big was that?
I don't know. I don't even know how big it is, and I don't know what the point is. And I think the only thing I can think of is that it's sort of answering what we mentioned before, that the Matronisa said that you said that it can't be your children, and they said Kicha Ish Gevuraso, and now they're giving apparent examples. Whether it's actually literal or not, I don't know.
Ashkor makes a commentary and said that that's actually the size of their desire and how strong they were. They were able to conquer that. They were able to still be tzaddikim and
okay. Who's he called? Marshal, Maharal.
Where is
Maharal.
Maharal. Okay. I have a set of Maharal. Usually stays on my shelf because when I take it to open it, I don't understand what it says. Okay. So Haman the boy Merse Shufrei de Rabbi Yochanan. Whoever wants to understand the radiance of the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan should do the following. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is considered the most beautiful person out there, despite the fact that he's hugely obese, and that we'll see that he's large, and he had his eyebrows, which still go over his face. So, Haiman Debay Mechashut Rabbi Yochanan, what he should do? Nete Kasa de Kasmi Beisalki. He should bring a silver goblet that comes from the Uman's house, and it's still glowing from the heat of the fire, unamale partsidaya de romano sumka, and fill it with the seeds of this red pomegranate, unahardale klila de varda sumakalapume, and I guess he should rub at the lip of the cup, I guess the dye that comes off of these red roses, vinosve ben shemsha letula, and he should put the cup somewhere between the sun and the shade, and that I guess the radiance or the reflection or the when the sun beats down and you see the red that comes off of this cup, that's part of the radiance of the face of Rabbi Yochanan. Don't know what that means. I guess he was. No, it's more than shining. It's like this beauty, this radiance. Right, so the Gemara says, "Eini, is it really so true that Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful and had such radiance on his face?" V'ha'amamar, didn't we learn Shufrei Rav Kahana, the beauty of Rav Kahana me'ein Shufrei Rabbi Yavohu, similar to the beauty of Rabbi Yavohu. V'Shufrei Rabbi Yavohu me'ein Shufrei Yaakov Avinu, and that was similar to Yaakov Avinu. V'Shufrei the Yaakov Avinu me'ein Shufrei Adam Rishon, and the Shufrei of Yaakov Avinu was similar to the Shufrei of Adam Rishon. That one I sort of get because they have that medrash that says that he wore the clothing that he had the clothing from Nimrod that was taken from Adam. So maybe there's some connection between Yaakov and Adam. The Ilu Rabbi Yochanan lokachoshivle, but the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan is not mentioned here. So he doesn't mention the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara then says, no, shiny Rabbi Yochanan, the hadras panim lohavya. Rabbi Yochanan is different because he didn't have a beard. It only mentions the people who had a hadras panim, I believe means a beard. It only mentions the people listed who had a beard. Rav Yochanan didn't have a beard. In fact, Rav Yochanan doesn't have a beard, and they play into the Gemara that's going to come up later, also one of the more difficult Gemaras, that he didn't have a beard. Rav Yochanan, have Ozel v'yosev asharei tefillah, is also very difficult. His way was, he used to sit at the gates of the mikvah. Right? He used to get made to mikvah. Amar, and he said the reason why, ki salkim v'no tisol mitfilas mitzvah.
The women's mikvah.
The women's mikvah. Right, but Amar Kisa, I mean, yes. Kisalka Benos Yisrael mit Tfilas Mitzvah. When Benos Yisrael would come out from doing the Tfilas Mitzvah, because the men didn't have a Tfilas Mitzvah at the time of Rabbi Yochanan. Lifku ubi, they should see me. Kihechi de lahabel hu b'nei shapire kivasi ugemira raisa kivasi. That they should look at me, and by seeing me, they'll have children who are as beautiful as me and who are as learned as me. assumption was, I think it's a few times in Shas, that the thoughts and the machshavos that a person can have during the time of Bia could have an impact on the offspring. Right, with the Nikudim and everything like that. That was the understanding.
Is that what you wanted to be thinking about someone else?
So he just, I don't know exactly what they're thinking about, but just this is...
Right.
So I don't know if that shows that at all. I think it just says that sight that you saw would have an impact on the offspring. Whatever you saw would have an impact on the offspring. Amrulei Rabbanon. So Rabbanon said to him, "Lo mistafi marma eni bisha. Are you not afraid of the ayin hara? Now you can have an ayin hara on you. People can see you, look at you, and see your beauty, and you're showing off your beauty." So Amrulehu. So Rabbi Yochanan said back to them, Ana mizara di Yosef kahisana. I am from the offspring of Yosef. The shalta be'ena bisha. Yosef, the shaven of Yosef, doesn't have the ayin hara, has no impact on them. Ayin hara is not sholat as well, right? Because it says the chsiv. This is by the bracha of Yaakov to Yosef before he died. Bein poras Yosef, bein poras ale ayin. Vamar bivo al tikrei ale ayin ela ole ayin. He's bein poras ole ayin. Learned that Bnei Yisrael are above the eye. And if ayin hara is not sholetus on them, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Amar Mehacha. You know, he learns it from here. This is from what Yaakov Avinu said to Menashe and Ephraim. It says v'yidgu laro b'kerav aretz yidgu from the lashon of dag they're similar to the fish. Ma dagim shebayam mayim mechasim osam ve'ena ayin sholetus behem. Just like fish in the sea, the water covers them, so no eye sees them. Av zaro shel Yosef ena ayin hara sholetus behem. They are not impacted by the ayin hara. Okay, Yom Echad. This is also a fascinating story. This is the story of how Rav Yochanan met Reish Lakish. So Yom Echad, I kind of think that the story is filled more with symbolism than the actuality of what's mentioned here. Maybe we have time to give a thought. Yom Echad, have a kasachi Rav Yochanan biyardina. Rav Yochanan was bathing in the Jordan River. The chazei Reish Lakish. And he sees Reish Lakish, who at the time was a bandit or a robber, v'shavar liyardein abasrei, and he jumped into the river in order to, I guess, to meet him. He jumped after him into the river. Amrele,
he was looking for a woman because he had no beard.
We'll get to that. What does he say?
He was looking for a woman.
Right. So we'll get to that. So Amrele, chelach le'oraisa. Does Rashi say that, or that's what he's quoting somebody else? Because it's based on later on the Gemara. I think the article's jumping the gun. So Amar Le Chelach L'Oraisa. You have such strength. You should take that strength and accept upon yourself the Ol of Torah. So Amar Le. So here says Amar Le. He says to Rav Yochanan, Shufrach L'Nashai. Your beauty is for a woman. Why? Because now he doesn't have a beard. That's why your yofi, he says, is relevant more for a woman. So Amrulei, so Rav Yochanan says to him, at him, Ihadarta Bach, if you return from your evil ways and you accept upon yourself the Ol of Torah, then Yahavinan Lach Achosi de Shapira Minai, I will give you my daughter, my sister, who is prettier than I. So Kabilei, so Reish Lakish accepted upon himself. Really, so Reish Lakish's whole acceptance of Torah was just to get the pretty woman. I don't know, but the people have done that. So Kabilai, and then at the time, so once he accepted upon himself, he wanted to swim back or jump back to get his clothing, and he couldn't do it. He didn't have the strength to do it, Rashi says, because it was the Ol of Torah, the burden of Torah, and now he lost, sapped his strength, whatever that means. So so I heard it said, like, what's Rav Yochanan offering him? What does that mean? So, and why did he accept it? Was it really the accept? So I heard someone say that maybe it means that Reish Lakish was a bandit. Tosos points out that Rabbeinu Tam held that Reish Lakish was a gavra rabba to begin with, and then he left the path to become a bandit. Now he's just returning back to where he was originally. Maybe it was because there was a problem with his chinuch at the time. And Rav Yochanan now here is showing him such trust and giving him such faith in Reish Lakish, and say, I trust you, I have faith in you, I'm willing to offer to you to marry my daughter. And Reish Lakish says, my sister, so Reish, correct? So Reish Lakish says, someone's finally showing the faith and belief in me, so he was willing to accept to come back, because it's just a lesson in chinuch, that's how you have to treat, everybody. Okay, could be. So Akre...
Who's in a position to offer a sister up like that?
Yes. Yes, he was. Akre ve'asne, so Akre ve'asne, so they learned together. They learned together. V'shavi gaver rabba, and he became a god of the Torah. Right, so right, this is pointed out. Rotoso says, he says it all the time. Mikan amar rabbeinu tam de reish lakish mitchila yod harbe. He knew a lot to begin with. Ela sheparak ol Torah. He just removed the burden of Torah. V'nasa amar aretz became an amar aretz v'asu belistios. B'itik amar has another because it says I hadarta bach. If you return back to where you are, mashmal yoski v'tchila. If you return to where you were originally, v'lo tifrak ol Torah melecha. Rotoso assumes that reish lakish was a bit of a tabisal talmud chacham from before he became a robber.
He was the original OTD.
Yeah, that's what exact saying. He was off to derech, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, "I will offer you to my sister. I have faith. I believe in you," and he brought him back onto the derech.
See the Rabbi Rabban's Jewish history class, so I'm very shocked.
Okay, Akre. Well, he quotes the Tosfos, I'm sure. Right. So Akre be'asne v'shavi gav rabbi, came a gav rabbi. So Yom Echad, so now this is amazing. Yom Echad, one day, havu mafnagei be'midrash, they had a machlokas in the chachamim in the base medrash, about hasayif, which is the sword, the sakin, the knife, va'pigyon, remember what a pigyon is, the romach is a spear, a magal yad is like a sickle, umagal katsir, me'im asami kabam tuma. When is the creation of these objects enough that it's finished, considered to complete, right, in order to be Mekabal Tumah. A Kli is going to be Mekabal Tumah after Gemar Melachton. What is the Gemar Melachton on these Kalim in order for them to be Mekabal Tumah? So, right, so he says, Mishas Gemar, Me'emesan Mekabal Tumah is Mishas Gemar Melachton, when they finish the Gemar Melachton, when they are complete. The Gemara says, Me'emesan Gemar Melachton, and what's considered their completeness, completion? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mishay Yitzarfam B'Kivshon. When you put them into the furnace, that's when they become basically do libun on them. You burn them out, and nothing. They're not related to what they were beforehand. It's a completely new entity. That's when they become tumah. Reish Lakish Amar Mishe Yitzchatzchon b'mayim. So it means they're washed in the water.
Question.
Right.
No, when it's taken out of the furnace.
Right. Is that what he says when they're taken out?
When you quench the what's it called, the
blade. Right. When you pull off the right. He quotes a Rashi here in Shabbos that when the kli is hot, they pour the water on it, and that sort of like hardens it. Because I guess it's malleable when it's still warm, and it can be easily break. And the water sort of cools it off and strengthens it.
Right, okay. It does it as a sudden thing, so it changes the whole nature of the metal. If it just cooled naturally, it would be a soft metal.
The water makes it. Hardened.
It makes it more fearsome. So he's not knowing about it.
Makes it more what?
Fearsome. It says it will strike fear into the hearts of future victims if you have a.
Well, that's what makes it hard.
Our Shah says here.
I think it makes it hard. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Turns out the halach is actually like Reish Lakish here, which is interesting because usually passing like Rabbi Yochanan. But here, and you'll see later on, Rav Yochanan loved that Reish Lakish argued with him. We'll see that in a moment. Here, he gets upset. So Amralei, so Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Lista bilistuyase yada. Ah, you probably know what's going on here because you are a bandit, so you're going to deal with the tools of the bandit. First of all, what's going on here? How in the world is he reminding him of his past? Yeah, we just learned that. We learned that in a few weeks ago. That's Onaz Dvarim. It's Onaz Dvarim, right? What we say in the Gemara there? Im haya bal tshuva lo yomer lo zechor masecha rishonim. The gadol Onaz Dvarim, Onaz Mamon. I don't have an answer. What's Rav Yochanan doing it? So I think there's a misunderstanding of what's going on here. But Amralei, I think he's simply saying it's like, no, I trust you. You're probably right because you have an expertise in this field that I don't have. So let's use your expertise, and with that expertise, we can get. Don't forget, don't forget your past. Use your expertise, and we can pass an halacha.
His expertise was because he was a bandit.
Okay, but nevertheless, he's not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying your expertise, what you were in the past, allowed you to answer this kasha. But Rav Yochanan takes offense to it. Amalei, Umaya Hanisle, what have you given to me? Hasam Rabbi Karile, Hacha Rabbi Karile. Then I was called a Rebbe, now I'm called a Rebbe. So according to those who say that Reish Lakish was never a Talmud Chacham beforehand, he was the Rebbe of all the bandits. They called me master, and now everyone else calls me master. What do you do for me? According to Tosfos, you have to say that maybe you could say that maybe he was Rebbe before he became a bandit. He's a Rebbe now. He didn't add anything to my life. I already had this beforehand. So Amrale, so Rebbe Brooklyn says, "What are you talking about? What did I do for you? Ahani ledik akrivinach tachas kanfei yeshchina. I was mikariv you. I made you who you are. Because of me, because either I brought you back or I brought you here to the fold to begin with, you're Reish Lakish. I brought you in. And so Rav Yochanan got upset that he thought that he was so had foit over. I think there's just a misunderstanding as to what the argument's going on here. So Cholos died to Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan got very upset or weakened. And therefore, because he got upset, Cholos Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish got sick. Reish Lakish, I guess because that he caused pain to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know what the pain that Rabbi Yochanan called to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish got sick. So Asaya Chase Kabachya. So Rabbi Yochanan's sister, who's Reish Lakish's wife, is now crying to her brother that he should daven for him. And Amrle, Asay Bishvil Banai. Be case Rachmim on Reish Lakish that he survives, so my sons do not become orphans. Rabbi Yochanan's very harsh. Amrle says back to her, Azvach Yisomecha, it's a quoting a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, leave your Yisomim, Vaniachayeh, and I'll deal with them. Don't worry about him. If he dies, he dies. And I'll deal with him. So he says, well, do it for me so I don't become an almana. Amra Allah, he says back to her, the continuation of that pasuk, va'almanosecha alai tivtachu. And the widows, on me, they should be somich. Which is we're talking about Hashem. But you're looking at the basis saying, don't worry, I'll take care of you. But there's a sikha of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on this. He says that, you know, it's very tough. Like, what's going on here? So Rav Chaim says, and it's also not so easy to swallow, he says that what was going on here is Rav Yochanan's being so mocked because he felt that Reish Lakish was rejecting the Rebbe Talmud relationship. It's something special. I don't know if that sits well with anybody, but he's rejecting this whole concept of the Rebbe Talmud that he had to be harsh. My issue with that is at this point in time, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish weren't Rebbe Talmud anymore. They were more Chavrusas. Yeah. Right? So I'm not. Right, they weren't originally, but now at this point in time, they were.
Once he married his sister, they were pure.
Well, they were learning, they were chavrusas. So it ends up, Noach Nashi, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish dies, V'havik Kamitztar, Rav Yochanan Basri Tuva, and Rav Yochanan is very upset, he's unconsolable, right? Amar Rabbanan, Man Lezel Yasu Ladaite, who's going to go and learn with Rav Yochanan to replace Reish Lakish? So Nezel Rav Elazar ben Pidas, Rav Elazar ben Pidas goes, Demechadin Shmaisa, because he was very sharp. So Azul Yosef Kameh, he went and sat with Rav Yochanan, they learned, and Kol Milsad Havi Amar Rav Yochanan, and every time Rav Yochanan would say something, Amar Lei, so Rav Elazar ben Pidas would say, Tanya de Messiah, there's a price that supports you. Rav Yochanan can handle that. Amar, At Kvar Lakisha, At Kvar Lakisha, are you the substitute for Reish Lakish, Ben Lakish? Bar Lakisha, ki have a mina milsa, when I would say words, have a machli esin va arba kushiyasa, umafakinala esin va arba peruke, umimela ravcha shemaita. Whenever I would say something, he would ask me 24 questions. What's the magic of 24? I don't know. He would ask me 24 questions, and I would answer 24 ways, and be mela from that way, we would figure everything out. We would be ravcha shemaita, we would be sharp, and we'd concretize, and we'd understand what we were learning. But Va'atamar Tanya Maslei, you just get up there and you guys, yeah, Tanya Maslei, Tanya Maslei. You're not helping me, right? Atulu Yadanish Kamina. Do I not know that I'm saying right? I know what I'm saying is good. I know about it. I know that. I need to reinforce it. I need to figure out whether it's, you know, to find supports. I need to work it out. Right? So that's why it's bothered. He enjoyed the back and forth with Reish Lakish. He enjoyed the fight with Reish Lakish, the Milcham Shal Torah. And then when it came to the story beforehand, they had this battle, and he took such offense to it that it caused Reish Lakish to die. So that's what I think, that's where Chayish Willis is going to come. It's tough. So have a ka'azav akari mani. So he walked and he would rent his garments, v'kabachi, and he would cry, v'amar, and he would say, heichad bar Lakisha, heichad bar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? V'hakavet savach ad shaf daite minei, and he was just so upset, he lost his mind, basically. He went crazy. So bai rabbanan rachamei, alei v'noach nafshei. And so they davened for him that he should die, which is an interesting thing, that you had a daven for someone to die. We have a similar story we saw by Rebbe. That Rebbe, they were davening for him not to die, and that his maidservant sort of made a distraction, so they would stop davening that he would be nifter. So I don't know if that's something to do with euthanasia or not. I don't know.
No, but the rabbis were davening for him to live.
Right, and she saw how much pain that Rebbe was in. She caused a distraction, they would stop, and then he died.
The rabbis are davening for his death.
The rabbi, the same idea, but somebody's davening in order, someone's doing something to make it, to relieve him from the pain, so that they should die.
Okay,
so we get, I don't know where we say that, but I guess they get it from here.
No, but over here he was actually saying that he should die before the previous story.
No, he didn't say he should die. He says, I'm not going to die for him to get better. He got sick.
No, he told the sister that your kid should be widows.
No, he didn't. He said, if he dies, he dies. I'm not davening for his health. He didn't daven for him to die. He just said it's a little nuanced, but it's a little different. He didn't say I wish death upon him. He said, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to daven for his. I'm not going to say Misha Beirut for him.
Yes.
He was okay, but indifferent is not the same thing as being actively pursuing someone's death. The whole thing is difficult. So I heard someone say, it's funny. I heard from what's her name? There's the new principal at SKA, Flammenhoff. I forgot who she quoted, but she gave a shiur, and she said, "What's this machlokes in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish?" So he said that possibly is that the machlokes in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish has to do with the concept of tshuva. When you do something mitaris, something in the mikvah, that's also the idea of tshuva, the idea of repentance. And the first, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Ma mikvah mitaris tmeim, avakadosh baruch hu tarisol. That the mikvah, and when was that statement made? Historically, the idea is that that statement was made after the first, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Comes Yom Kippur, didn't know what to do. You go to the mikvah and you mitar yourself. That's how it comes tar. So that's the idea of tshuva. So saying that neimar gamar melachton could have been that at what point is it? What's the process for tshuva? What's the process of tshuva? So she's trying to say that Rav Yochanan says that you have to be put in the fire. You got to be put in the fire. You got to burn off everything that was beforehand. There's no relationship to what you had beforehand. That's tshuva. You get rid of your past and you start new. And somehow she tried to tie shit into Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish means that you have to somehow use your past. So you say in Mayim is that the water sort of just forges. That's the word. It forges the past. It forges the sword. Doesn't necessarily completely recreate the sword, it just makes it stronger. It makes that sword stronger. So that's she said that may be the idea of tshuva. There are two ways. It's an idea from Soloveitchik. Now tshuva, it's called biur hachet, it's blotting out sin, or ha'alas hachet, or raising sin, taking what you had in the past and making it greater. And I thought the thought that she had, which was nice, is she connected it to the Gemara in Yoma, where the Gemara says that if you about tshuva, his shkagos are raised, and then Reish Lakish, she brings Reish Lakish down the Gemara Yoma that says that the shkagos nasim what's the gloshon? It says they become merits, right? That's what the Gemara says there. He quotes here, right? He says it's Amar Reish Lakish gedola tshuva shishdonas nasim kishkagos, and then he says no, wait a second, didn't Reish Vahamar Reish Lakish gedola tshuva shishdonas nasim kizchuyos, that he always comes as chuyos. That's said it's the same Reish Lakish. The same Reish Lakish who wants to use the past. He wants to use the past. The past forges you. That same Reish Lakish is the one who says here that it's the water. It's the water that cools off the heat of the past. That's what creates the Baal Tshuva. So it's sort of like a machlokas and how to go about being Tshuva. That's why that translates into such animosity and such fear and such hatred between the two. But maybe it is. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you have to erase the past. You Reish Lakish, you were a bandit. You have to erase the past. And then you're bringing me the pet. You're bringing me your previous knowledge of being a list of listim in order to paskin the shilas over here. How can you do that? You have to erase the past. And Reish Lakish, no. What are you talking about? Then I was a rebbe. Now I was a rebbe. The past is part of me. That is who creates me. That's what makes me who I am. And that's why he got upset. And maybe that's why that. I mean, I think
this
was definitely their final machlokas. They died afterwards. They both died. Okay. Back to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, who was Tofes Ganavim, and he took all these yisurin upon himself in order to make sure that he wasn't handing over anybody who shouldn't have been handed over. Vafilo haki lo samach Rabbi Elazar bi Rabbi Shimon adaite. Even though Rabbi Shimon, right, he said that remember his sisu v'simchu by his belly, that he was certain that no takala was coming on him handing over. Nevertheless, he still had. He was afraid, so Kabbalah Yisurei, he accepted upon himself Yisurin, right, rolling in the snow, whatever. So Bo'orta Havi Maichli Shitin Napte, at night, I guess he had these Yisurin, so at night they would fold underneath him 60 sheets, or 60 quilts, right, layers of what though?
No,
think of sheets, and the idea of Rashi's Moshe in order to absorb the blood. Right, let Safra Nagde Mitute Shitin Mishla Dam V'Kive, in the morning, they would, I guess, pull them out. They would bring out 60 bowls filled with blood and pus and all these things from his body, from all the yisurin that he was doing on himself. Lemachar, the next day, Avid Luli Bisayu Shitimini Laftav Achalu Barei. The next day, his wife would cook these 60 different types of dishes, and he would eat them, and he would regain his health. But in the meantime, Veloha Vishafkali Bisayu Lemefek Lebe Midrasha. But his wife wouldn't let him go to learn. He was sick, he was weak. He didn't want the Rabbanan, she didn't want the Rabbanan to bother him. She wanted him to get ready, so she didn't let him go to the base medrash. But Orta Amrlu, at night, he would say to his Yusurim, I think it is, Achai v'rai bo'u b'tzafra. Achai v'rai bo'u. Yusurim, you should come to me. But b'tzafra in the morning, amalu zilu, go away, v'bnei b'ta Torah, because you've been v'atul Torah. In other words, I get my Yusurim at night, and during the day I'm going to go learn Torah. All right. Yom achad shama dibisihu, his wife heard that he says this to his Yusurim. Amra lei, so she says to him, At kan mesis l'olecha, you are doing this to yourself, and kalisa mamon shel beis ava, I'm using all of my money from my father in order to pay you for the medicine. I guess they didn't have Obamacare. So she had to pay out of pocket.
Well, right. they had Obamacare.
But she had to pay out of pocket. And you're taking the money for something that you're, for self-inflicted wounds? I'm going to go out of pocket? So imra dava azle bein asha. So she left him. She was married by him, and she went back to her father's house. She left him be. Right? Sliku v'asu hanach shitin saponoi. So I guess that night, 60 sailors, saponoi are sailors, that came to him. Ailu le shitin avde ki nikite shitin arniki. And they brought him 60 avadim, who in their hands, they were holding 60 sacks, I guess, of money, I guess, to give to him. V'avde le shitin mini lapad of alkalu. And they made 60 dishes of food, I guess, and that he was able to regain his strength that night from their cooking. Yom Achad, one day, Amra lo libarte. One day, his wife, told his daughter, right? Zil bake ba'avuch, mak avin inug. We're separated, I don't want to see him. You go check on your father, right? What's he doing now? Asya, so she came to him, Amra lo, Rabbi Lazar says to his daughter, Zili, go, v'imli yimeich, and tell your mother, Shalanu gondol mishalahen. I guess the osher that I have now is bigger than the osher that you have from your father. Kari anavshe, he called upon himself. From the anios he gets merchandise, and from afar he gets his bread. I don't need your money. I got my own. Okay. Well, achav v'shasi yubaris or v'lazer ate and he drank and he became healthy. And nafik l'vei medrasha. The next day he went to the base medrash because his wife's not there anymore. She prevented him from going. Now there's no there. He doesn't have that roadblock. He went to the base medrash. I see the kame shisin mine dame. They came in front of him 60 maros of dam, just to ask him whether or not they are taharos or not. Taharinu, and he was matar each and every one of them. Have a kamarani rabban of amrish. The chacham said to him, "Sakataitach les ruchat safek. Safek, all 60 are kosher without question. You don't have a safek on one of them." So amr lahu, he says back to them, "Im kamosihu. If I am right, yekulam zechar. I guess we'll wait 9 months." And all the offspring from these children, from these women, should be males. The imlav, and if I'm wrong, tain the keva achas b'neiham. One of them can have a, even if there's one female born from any of these 60 women, that's proof that I'm wrong. And everyone else, hayo kulam zecharim. I guess they had to wait 9 months, or however long it was, to get, and all of them were males. Vasikuluhu Rebbe Lazar al Shemei. They all called, they take out the gears of Rebbe, every child was named Elazar based on, you know, named after him, they named Elazar. They named after the living. Right, okay. Fascinating. So,
not much fun with the teacher.
Right. Tanya, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Kamla Pirio Bitla Risha, Kamla Pirio Bitla Risha Zom Yisrael. How much Purvu did these Rishayim take away from Yisrael? So, who's the Risha? So, the Risha could either be the wife, who didn't let him go to the basement to ask Shilas, because you had these 60 people, women who had Sveikos. Normally, when the women are suffering, they're super pekas about their machmir themselves. That's why they have to go ask Eilis. Or it could be the fact that it was the king who forced him to go catch the robbers, who was not allowing him to the base medrash. Okay, so kiyav anach naishi. This is
because he was couldn't pass it on these bloods.
Right. So who prevent? Well, what's the prevention? Either his wife or the governor. So kiyav kanayach nafshe. When he died, Amr Leil Libisu, I guess as he was dying, he says to his wife, I guess they reconciled, Yadana b'derabbanan d'resichi alai v'lo ma'asi b'shapir. I know that the Rabbanan are angry at me, I guess because I was used to catch the ganavim, and they're not going to want to deal with my misa, you know, the way it should be. Ognin b'ili yasa'ai v'lo t'dchal minoi. Just put me up in the attic. Don't worry, I won't decompose. Just put me up in the attic and I'll be fine. Just leave me there. So, Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Ishta'ayo le'ima d'Rabbi Yonasan, I heard from the mother of Rav Yonasan, the Ishta'ai Leib, the Bisu, the Rabbi Lazar Shimon, who was told the story by the wife of Rabbi Lazar Shimon, Lo pachos mitamnei sreiv lo tvei me'eshim mitamnei shanim. Between 18 and 20 years, ognisa b'ilisa. He wasn't buried, which is, I don't know. What, and he didn't decompose. He's up in the attic for between, let's say, an average of 20 years. Ki hava salika mi'inyon alei b'mazia. And when I would go up there to the aliyah, I would see ki hava his hair. His hair was still growing. Ki hava mishtamana binta minei havi asidam. If I would pluck a hair, blood would come out. Meaning his body, he was dead, but his body was still regenerating. His body was still full. Yom achad, one day, chazar v'chasha the kanafik mu'une. I saw this worm coming out from his nose. So chalosh daiti, I got upset, the wife said. Now I thought maybe he's now being masriach, maybe now he's decomposing. So itchazali b'chalma, he came to me in a dream. There's another kirsha that says that his father, Shem Marichai, came to her in a dream. Itchazali b'chalma v'amrali and said to me, lo mida yu, don't worry about it. Yom achad shamai b'zilus the tzur rabban of lo machin kidvoyle. I'm getting punished because one day I heard someone make fun of Rabban and I didn't say anything. So that's my punishment, that this thing would come out of my, I guess, of my body.
So after 18 years she thought he would not decompose.
Right. So now she thought it was starting. So, oh, maybe it was within those 18 years. I don't know when this story took place. This part of the story. Kihava also bailed trade dina. This is also wild. When two people had a Beis Din, have a kame above, they would stand outside the house. Amar Mar Milso, Omar Milso. Each one would say their case. Nafi Kolam Yilisei Va'amar. So Kol would come out and say, Ishpon Techayiv, Ishpon Yatechzakai. We would paskin. I thought we don't paskin from a Bas Kol. I don't know what's going on here. So Yom Echad Hava Kam Minatzta Dibisayu Bahadish Shivavosta. So one day, his, I guess his wife,
his widow,
right, was having, or his widow was having a disagreement with the neighbors. So Amrullah, the woman said to her, to the wife, Tehei kiva'ala, you should be like your husband. Meaning you should, shalo nitan l'kvura. You should be like your husband, you should die without burial. So now she's being, you know, they're making fun of her. So Amir Rabban, kule ha'vali lo arach ha'ara. That, you know, after 18 years, this is enough. She shouldn't have to deal with this anymore, the people saying to her that she should die like her husband. So now after 18 or 20 years, they can agree to bury him. So Ika da Amri Yerushun ben Yochai itchazel b'chaloma. So some say that that her father-in-law, Shem Yochai, came to her in a dream, and Amrullah so that might be the reason why they want to bury him, and some say the reason why they agreed to bury him now is because Shem Yochai came to them in a dream, and said, Amrullahu, and said to them, pray to Achas Yishi B'nechem, I have one offspring amongst you, V'yatem Rotzim V'yatzli, you don't want to bring him to me, meaning he's stuck in between, he's not buried, you got to bury my son, I guess after 18 years. So Azar Rabbanan Suke Bey, so the Rabbanan went to deal with him, and lo shafku v'nei achvaria, and they wanted to deal with him, but the cemetery workers of the city of achvaria didn't want to deal with him. The kol shanei dehavinayim, because all the 18 years that he was there, Rabbi Lozim Shimon ben Ali say lo sai chay rala maysayu. Somehow he protected him from no wild beasts came into their town. So yom echad male yom dikpur havi. So one day it was erev Yom Kippur. So havi chiriti. Yes, they were all busy. Shadru Rabbanan Livnei Biri Vasku Le'arisei V'amtui Le'ma'ara Le'avua. I guess, so the Chachamim sent the people from the city of Biri, who's next to that town, they took his bed, and they brought it into the cave of his father, where Shema Yochai was buried. But Ashkechu La'achna Da'adru Le'ma'arasa, they found some snake that was not allowing them to go into the, or some serpent, not allowing them to go enter. So Amru La, the Chachamim said, Achna, Achna, Pisri Pich, snake, open your mouth. V'yikanes ben etel aviv, let the son come to his father, and pasach lehu, and the snake opened and allowed him to come in. If you have something to add, by all means. I don't. Shalach Rebbe l'daver ishto. So now, after this whole thing, so now she's an available woman. So Rebbe tries to marry her. Rebbe tries sent a resume to her to get married. So Shalach Rebbe to Dabar B'Ishto, Rebbe went to speak to the Zamana, right? And Shalcha Le, she sends back to him, what are you talking about? Kli Shen Nishtamish Bo Kodesh, I am a Kli that I was used by Kodesh, by Rebbe Lazar, Yishtamish Bo Chol, now you're going to degrade me, I'm going to deal with something so mundane like you, Rebbe? So, well, yeah, Rebbe. So, come on, Amrin. So they said like this, but also the Mari Beis Tal Zine Kuba Raya Kul Seitala. I guess they say in that same peg that the strong Balabai is to hang his kalim, you're going to have the shepherd hang his cloak, I mean, this is degrading to Rebbe. Either it's degrading to Rebbe or showing the greatness of Rebbe Lazar. Problem that I have that she left him. She got so upset. I don't know what.
Temporarily.
It was temporary. She came back. They reconciled. Yeah. They went to therapy and they reconciled. So shalach la. So Rebbe says back to her, Nihi diva Torah God woman. Yeah, he may have been greater than me in Torah. Ababa Maisim Tovim, me God woman. But who's greater than me in Maisim Tovim? So shalach shalchale, she rejecting the shidduch. Shalchale, she says back. But Torah miyo gadol mimcha lo yadana. You're right. Maybe by Torah you're great, but b'maisim on the opposite yadana the hakabil le yisurei. When it came to maisim, he accepted upon himself yisurei. You're nowhere near as righteous. You may be great in Torah. Don't belittle yourself in the Torah. But when you think you're greater than Maisim Tovim, you don't even come close to my former husband.
Well, like the other Gemara tells you what the Surah that Rebbe took upon himself.
Well, he took Surah Surah also. So maybe because of this. Maybe because of this. Maybe I take Surah because of this. Okay. You know what? It just keeps going. It's a long day tomorrow. Okay. But Torah Mahi. So where do we find that Rebbe Lazar was God greater than Rebbe when it came to Torah? When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the father of Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha were sitting on benches, Yosef Kamayu Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Aara. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi are sitting on the ground in front of them. That's how you did it, sitting on the ground in front of them. So Makshu Umafriku. So they were asking questions and they were giving answers. So Amre. So other chachamim who were sitting in the Beis Medrash on the benches said, "Mimeyen anushosim, we are drinking from the waters of Shimon and Rebbe. Why are they sitting on the ground? How can they be that we're on the bench on the ground? The heim yoshim al gari karka. So adilu safsilei, they made for them
benches.
Askinhu, they made these benches that are against, and they put them on the benches. So Amar lehem Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, who's the father of Rebbe, says, pray the achas." There's one goza, one little chick, I guess, meaning my son, Yeshli b'neichem, v'atem evakshim l'avda hameni, and you want to raise him onto a bench. Maybe, Rashi says, maybe the Ayin Hara will come upon me. Why are you doing that? So, achtuhu l'rebi. So they took the Rebbe off of the bench. Amar lehem Rebbe Shua ben Karcha, mi sheyeshlo av, whoever has a father, yichye, umi she'enlo av, and Rebbe Lazar, who doesn't have a father, I guess Rav Shimon Yochai already died, Yomos, he's going to die, meaning you let the Ayin Hara go on Rebbe, you're afraid of the Ayin Hara on Rebbe, you're not afraid of the Ayin Hara on, just because he has a father and he doesn't. So, Achtu Nami, the Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, so they put Rav Lazar Rav Shimon down as well, and Chal Shodaiter, Rav Lazar got upset. So, Amar Kachashivisi, like I would say, you think that Rebbe's like me? Adahu Yoma Kihava Amar Rebbe Mil Sahavi Misayale. So until that day when Rebbe would say something, Rav Lazar would give support. Messiah Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Mikanda Elach Yav Amar Rebbe Yeshli Lahashiv. When Rebbe would say something here, I'm gonna knock him down. So Amar Le Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Kach Mikach Yeshli Lahashiv. Zoi Tshuvasecha. Right, I can answer you. I can refute you. So Hashda Hikiftinu Tshuvos Chavilo She'em Behen Mamash. I guess he was giving answers that didn't make sense. There the Chalosh Daiti the Rebbe. Rebbe got upset. Asa Amar Le Lavua. He says to his father. Amar Le, his father says to Bni Al Yireilecha, don't be upset. Shehu Ari Ben Ari, he's the lion, the son of a lion, but you are Vata Ari Ben Shul, you're the lion, the son of a fox. I don't know what that means. Stop here, pick up tomorrow. Go on, and I know the Rebbe Rabban speak about this in his class also. Don't know. Chanan B'Kashem, Rekash Baruch Hu, Zachos, Yisrael, Hikam, Teramishin, Amar Lech, Beis, Maslok, Dil, Teravim.